When the horizon, when the eastern horizon became tinged with the redness that heralds the rising of the sun, the jewel among the Brahmins, Lord Gaurasundara, immediately awakened. Taking his devotees with him, he journeyed through the towns and villages of Nadia. The mridangas sounded tatai tatai, and the janchas in the kirtan played in time. Lord Gauranga's golden form slightly trembled in ecstatic love of Godhead, and his footbells jingled. Lord Chaitanya called out to the townsfolk, "You spend your nights uselessly sleeping and your days decorating your bodies. Now just fill your mouths with the holy names Mukundava, Madhava, Jadava, and Hari, chanting without offense. You have achieved this rare human body. Don't you care for this gift? If you do not worship the darling of Yashoda now, then great sorrow awaits you at the time of your death. With every rising and setting of the sun, a day passes and is lost. Why then do you remain idle and not serve the Lord of the heart? You should understand this essential fact. Life is temporary and filled with various kinds of miseries. Therefore, carefully take shelter of the holy name and remain always engaged in his service as your eternal occupation. Desiring to bless all living entities, this sweet name of Krishna has descended to this material universe and shines like the sun in the sky of the heart, destroying the darkness of ignorance. Drink the pure nectar of the holy name and thus satisfy the soul of Thakur Bhaktivinod. There's nothing except the holy name within all the 14 worlds. Lord Gauranga is calling, "Wake up, sleeping souls, wake up, sleeping souls. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? You have forgotten the way of devotional service and are lost in a world of birth and death. I have descended just to save you. Other than myself, you have no friend in this world. I have brought the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you are suffering. Take this Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare." Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "I fall at the Lord's feet having taken this Maha Mantra." Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribrajakacharya Ashtotara Tishi Srimad Abhay Charanaravindam Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Kori Vaishnavrindi Ki Jai Iskan Bibiti Sangstapakacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sigho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrindi Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shama Kund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapur Navadip Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maya Jamuna Maya Ki Jai Shri Mari Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Shri Mari Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Samveda Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru in Gauranga. So today we're reading from Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 7, Lord Chaitanya in Five Features, text number 92. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Nache Gao Bhakta Sangha Koro Sankirtan. Nache Gao Bhakta Sangha Koro Sankirtan. Krishna Nam Upadeshi Tara Sarvajan. Krishna Nam Upadeshi Tara Sarvajan. Nache Gao Bhakta Sangha Kara Sankirtan. Krishna Nam Upadeshi Tara Sarvajan. Anyone else? Nache Gao Bhakta Sangha Kara Sankirtan. Krishna Nam Upadeshi Tara Sarvajan. Nache Gao Bhakta Sangha Kara Sankirtan. Krishna Nam Upadeshi Tara Sarvajan. Nacha Gao Bhakta Sangha Kara Sankirtan. Krishna Nam Upadeshi Tara Sarvajan. Nacha, go on dancing. Gao, chant. Bhakta Sangha, in the society of devotees. Koro, continue. Sankirtan, chanting of the holy name in assembly. Krishna Nam, the holy name of Krishna. Upadeshi, by instructing. Tar, deliver. Sarvajan, all fallen souls. Translation. My dear child, continue dancing, chanting, and performing Sankirtan in association with devotees. Furthermore, go out and preach the value of chanting Krishna Nam, for by this process, you'll be able to deliver all fallen souls. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. It is another ambition of the spiritual master to see his disciples not only chant, dance, and follow the regulative principles, but also preach the Sankirtan movement to others in order to deliver them. For the Krishna consciousness movement is based on the principle that one should become as perfect as possible in devotional service oneself, and also preach the cult for others' benefit. There are two classes of unalloyed devotees, namely Gostani Anandis and Bhajananandis. Bhajananandi refers to one who is satisfied to cultivate devotional service for himself. And the Gostani Anandi is one who's not satisfied simply to become perfect himself, but wants to see others also take advantage of the holy name of the Lord and advance in spiritual life. The outstanding example is Prahlad Maharaj when he was offered a benediction by Lord Nrisimhadev. Prahlad Maharaj said, Naivo dvijepara dhratyaya vaitaranyas tvadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitaha soche tato vimukha chetasa indriyarta maya sukaya bharam udvahato vimudhan. My dear Lord, I have no problems and want no benediction from you because I'm quite satisfied to chant your holy name. This is sufficient for me because whenever I chant, I immediately merge in an ocean of transcendental bliss. I only lament to see others bereft of your love. They are rotting in material activities for transient material pleasure and spoiling their lives, toiling all day and night simply for sense gratification with no attachment for love of Godhead. I'm simply lamenting for them and devising various plans to deliver them from the clutches of Maya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 9, Text 43. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains in his Anubhashya, quote, "A person who has attracted the attention of the spiritual master by his sincere service likes to dance and chant with similarly developed Krishna-conscious devotees. The spiritual master authorizes such a devotee to deliver fallen souls in all parts of the world. Those who are not advanced prefer to chant the Hare Krishna mantra in a solitary place. Such activities continue, constitute, in the language of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a type of cheating process in the sense that they imitate the activities of exalted personalities like Haridas Thakur. One should not attempt to imitate such exalted devotees. Rather, everyone should endeavor to preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all parts of the world and thus become successful in spiritual life. One is not very expert in preaching, may chant in a secluded place, avoiding bad association. But for one who's actually advanced, preaching and meeting people who are not engaged in devotional service are not disadvantages. A devotee gives the non-devotees his association, but is not affected by their misbehavior. Thus, by the activities of a pure devotee, even those who are bereft of love of Godhead get a chance to become devotees of the Lord one day. In this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur advises that one discuss the verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning Naitat Samacharyech Chatur Manasapi Ai Aneshwaraha, 10:33:30, and the following verse in the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, 1:2:255. Anasaktasya Vishayan Vinartam Upayunjita Nirbandha Krishna Sambande Yuktam Vairagya Uchite. One should not imitate the activities of great personalities. One should be detached from material enjoyment and should accept everything in connection with Krishna service. So just to give some background from this part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan. And on his way to Vrindavan, he stopped in Banaras, Varanasi. And there he had two devotees, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya. They met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time, and he stayed in the house of Tapan Mishra. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that the Mayavadi sannyasis staying in Banaras were actually criticizing him. They were saying that, why does he only chant and dance? He's acting like a sentimentalist. He should be studying Vedanta. Right? The Mayavadi sannyasis, headed by Prakashananda Saraswati, that was their activities. They were studying Vedanta. And they felt that this should be the activity of a sannyasi. And that if he's just chanting and dancing, there must be something wrong with him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never cared for their criticisms. And he went on to Vrindavan. And then after some time, he returned to Varanasi. And he met Srila Sanatana Goswami. And he instructed him in the process of devotional service, all the regulative principles of devotional service. And on his return, he stayed in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. and he took his meals there. Now, the Tapan Mishra was a Brahmin, and Chandrasekhar Acharya was not from a Brahmin caste. So generally, the idea was that you would not go to the house of a non-Brahmin. Right? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set the example that it's not by birth that one becomes a Brahmin, that it's by actually one's activities and one's qualities. And since Chandrasekhar Acharya was a devotee of the Lord, a devotee of Krishna, and he was chanting the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram. Just to set an example to the world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not hesitate to take lunch in his house. So at that time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they put before him that these Mayavadi sannyasis are criticizing you. They're saying that you're simply chanting and dancing like a sentimentalist. And this is paining our heart. We cannot tolerate this criticism of you. So Srila Prabhupada explains that a devotee's mood is trinadapi sunichena, turorapi sahisnena, amanena manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. That he's very tolerant. Right? He tolerates any offense, any criticism of himself, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set the example. He wasn't concerned. But a devotee cannot tolerate criticism of another devotee, or criticism of the Lord. So these two devotees, Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapan Mishra, they were very pained in the heart that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was being criticized. But it's explained because they weren't so very advanced, they couldn't defeat the Mayavadis. Right? Although the devotees of the Lord are not interested to engage in mundane arguments. There are some so-called scholars, that's their only business is to engage in refuting other scholars. That's not the business of persons in the Krishna consciousness movement. Right? But at the same time, it's not that they're not aware of arguments to put forward. When the Siddhanta is not being properly presented, they are also very expert at putting proper arguments forward to establish the proper Siddhanta. So just at that time, when Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar were complaining to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't say anything. He only smiled. And just then one Brahmin came to the Lord and fell down at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and humbly requested him, My dear Lord, please come to my house tomorrow for lunch. And I know, my Lord, that you're not interested to associate with all these Mayavadi sannyasis, but I also have invited all of them to my house for lunch. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted their invitation. Actually, this arrangement was done by the potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just to satisfy his devotees, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar, he made this arrangement that the sannyasi would come by his omnipotence and just then invite him to lunch, when all the Mayavadi sannyasis were also going to come to lunch. And the Brahmin knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never associated with Mayavadis, right? But still he made this request, My dear Lord, please come for lunch, even though all these other sannyasis are also going to be there. So the next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of the Brahmin, and there in the place he washed his feet, and in that same place where everyone washed their feet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his seat. And all of the sannyasis headed by Prakashananda Saraswati, saw the effulgence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became as brilliant as a thousand suns, shining. And when they saw his brilliance, when they saw his beauty, all of the Mayavadi sannyasis stood up. They all stood up and received him. And Prakashananda Saraswati went to the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said, "Why are you sitting in this place? Please come and sit with us. Why are you sitting here?" And he extended his hand to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? He said, "Because I'm from a lower order of sannyasi, therefore I do not sit with you. Because these Mayavadi sannyasis, they have an order, and they consider Aranya, Tirtha, Saraswati, these are the high order of sannyas. And the Bharati order of sannyas was considered some lower order of sannyas." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed him like that. But Prakashananda insisted and had Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit amongst the other sannyasis. And then he said that, "You are initiated by Keshava Bharati, and he is from the Shankaracharya Sampradaya, and he's glorious, and therefore you're also glorious. But we have one question. Why is it that you are dancing and chanting with the sentimentalist? Why do you not study Vedanta?" So this is the beginning of what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies to Prakashananda Saraswati about why he's not studying Vedanta. Prabhu kahe shuna shripad ihara karan guru more mukha deti kodila sashan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied to Prakashananda Saraswati, "My dear sir, kindly hear the reason. My spiritual master considered me a fool, and therefore he chastised me." So, actually, in the Kali Yuga, the study of Vedanta is not recommended without this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If you don't chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, you'll never be able to understand what is Vedanta. You'll come to the wrong conclusion. Because the study of Vedanta is not the process in this age. In this age, the process for self-realization is Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kaloa Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. The chanting of the holy name. This is the process for becoming self-realized in this age of Kali. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on to say, "Mukha tumi tomar nahiko Vedanta adhikar, Krishna mantra jap sada e mantrasar." This is the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking to him. "You are a fool," he said. "You are not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy, and therefore you must always chant the holy name of Krishna. This is the essence of all mantras or all Vedic hymns." So the Maha Mantra, included in the Maha Mantra, are all the mantras, and all of the Vedic hymns are also included in the Maha Mantra. In fact, it's stated that one who's come to the platform of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can understand it in his previous verse, he studied all the Vedas. He became expert in all the Vedas. And therefore, in this life, he's able to chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedyo vedanta krit vedavit eva chaham, that I am the compiler of Vedanta, and by the Vedas I am to be known. So just studying Vedanta is not complete unless one understands that where the Vedas are coming from, and what is the conclusion of the Vedas, which is to surrender unto Krishna and to think of Krishna. And that's done by chanting Krishna's holy name. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was presenting himself as though he was very foolish. But actually, one, he's the compiler of Vedanta, the Supreme Lord himself. But he set the example for all of us that in front of the spiritual master, one should consider oneself to be a great fool. Right? This is the prerequisite for advancement in spiritual life, is that one thinks himself in relationship to the spiritual master to be very incompetent and disqualified. Right? But the Mayavadis are not like that. They think that they may take some knowledge from the spiritual master, but once they are very qualified and once they know Vyakaran and grammar and so many arguments, then they don't need the spiritual master. Huh? Once Bhavananda Prabhu was on a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur out in the rice paddies. And you know how rice paddies are. They have water that's leading to them so they can irrigate the rice paddies. So there was this little stream of water for irrigation. So Srila Prabhupada was walking over it, and Bhavananda extended his hand to Srila Prabhupada so that he could step over this little nulli of water. And then, as soon as Srila Prabhupada stepped over it, he took Bhavananda's hand and he threw it away. Really rashly threw it away. And he surprised Bhavananda. He said, that is like the Mayavadis. They use the spiritual master to step up to spiritual understanding, and then they throw the spiritual master away. So this is not the program for Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas always revere their spiritual master, as we see from the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his explaining to the Mayavadi sannyasis his reason for chanting the holy name of the Lord. Krishna nam hoite habe sangsaramochan, Krishna nam hoite pabe Krishna racharan. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of Krishna. So this is the power of the holy name of the Lord. That is all one needs to do to come to the highest platform of devotional service, is to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purely. So much so that one will be able to see the lotus feet of Krishna. This is our business in the Krishna consciousness movement, is to chant the holy name of Krishna and to request other people to chant. And this is the meaning of this verse. Nache gao bhakta sangha koro sankirtan Krishna nam upadeshi tar sarvajan. We should chant, we should dance, we should stay in association with devotees. Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada explained, that if you don't stay in association with devotees, then the Hari Bol will not last for very long. Instead of seeing the importance of chanting Krishna's holy name, outside the association of devotees, one will see the importance of other things. The materialists have unlimited things that they are interested in, and their mind is carried away. And therefore, Shastra says, they don't have any good qualities. Because they're riding on the chariot of the mind, meditating on sense gratification. Whereas the devotees of the Lord because they're engaged in the service of Krishna, and because they're chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. They become free from the clutches of Maya. They're able to actually understand who is Krishna, what is the meaning of Shastra, by that purification of consciousness. So, in the purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing the importance of trying to help other people in Krishna consciousness. That is our business. The spiritual master is not so much pleased when the disciple brings money. He's more pleased when he sees the disciple is chanting 16 rounds, nicely chanting, following the regulated principles, and endeavoring to have other people chant the holy name of Krishna and to become a devotee of Krishna. This is preaching work. Some devotees, as Prabhupada explains, are satisfied to sit in a holy place, like in Vrindavan. Right? And just to work on their own bhajan. But what does Srila Prabhupada say? A Gostani Anandi, a really advanced devotee, he can live any place in a crowded city like Bombay. And meet many non-devotees, as we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada. He was regularly meeting all kinds of people. But for him, it wasn't a disadvantage. Not only did he not get affected by their behavior or misbehavior, but rather he changed their behavior. Srila Prabhupada influenced so many Jughai Madai type persons that were accustomed to performing so many sinful activities. He purified their consciousness to the point where they became devotees of the Lord. This is what it means, Gostani Anandi. To change persons. This is a powerful devotee of the Lord that can change the non-devotees and devotees, especially the meat eaters. Very difficult to change them. Once Srila Prabhupada told to Achyutananda, he said, don't worry about preaching in Bengal too much, because they're too attached to eating fish. They'll never become devotees. Machli Jal Bhat, that's their daily khana. But we can just see the power of the holy name, the power of Srila Prabhupada's desire, by the power of his desire that people take to Krishna consciousness. Even the most fallen persons give up their bad habits and begin to chant and enjoy dancing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This is not an artificial display of expertise in music. We're not interested in that, right? We're not interested to have a professional show of musicians. That's not our intent. Many times Srila Prabhupada explained that these other things are simply a disturbance. Only use coal and cartels. That is enough. Because it is the bhava. There's so much bhava to be experienced in the kirtan. This is our life. This is the instruction coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master to him. Main instruction, not check out Bhakta Sangha, Koro Sankirtan. We can learn from this verse. It's the real basis of the Krishna consciousness movement. And if we always stay absorbed in this understanding, humbled before our spiritual master and the other devotees, always thinking oneself not very qualified. Srila Prabhupada explained in Los Angeles You can imagine that time he had 108 centers around the world, thousands of devotees. Devotees were ready to die for him if he said. Right? Whatever he said, they were ready to do. But yet in Los Angeles, he said, personally, I have no qualification. My only qualification is that I tried to follow the instructions of my spiritual master. So I said, kindly help me. Kindly help me. Print and distribute as many books in as many languages as possible. This will be good for you, and we'll be able to change the whole world. So this is the power of a Pure Devotees Association. And all of us are become followers of Srila Prabhupada when we follow his instructions to chant, dance, and preach the Krishna consciousness movement. Right? We should try to understand the philosophy that's contained in Srila Prabhupada's books. It's very important. Right? It's very important. So then we'll be able to place before the false arguments, proper arguments, to establish the proper Siddhanta. So that we shouldn't neglect. But at the same time, we shouldn't become bewildered that we're here to become big, katawalas, big presenters of philosophy. No, that's not our business. Our real business is Nachegao, Bhakta Sangha, Koro Sankirtan. That's our real business. Okay? But at the same time, we want to defend the Gaudiya Vaishnava understanding of the Absolute Truth, and therefore we should read these books and be able to explain to others these two important things. So I'll stop there. Please excuse me for stopping the regular Bhagavatam class, but I thought that I'd share some of these points with you from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hare Krishna. If anyone has any questions, yes.
He said here, Nacho Gao, dance. Did he say Bharatanatyam or Odissi dance or Ras dance or Rock dance? What dance?
Well, in Chicago, 1975, the devotees were dancing in front of Srila Prabhupada in front of the Vyasa Sai, right? So at that time, there was some very enthusiastic dancers, right? They were dancing like this in front of Srila Prabhupada. So after the kirtan was over, Srila Prabhupada said, you should learn to dance. Right? He said, what is this boxing? No boxing business, he said. He said, see the members of the Panchatattva. Their arms are raised like this. You should dance like this. Or you should dance like this. Right? So all the devotees, after that, they were very careful to dance properly in front of Srila Prabhupada.
But now as a new tune has come, they dance like a Ras dance. And when you sing the original Gaudiya Vaishnava tune, or they play Teen Tal, they are lost. They don't know which way to go. Prabhupada gave us Swami a step.
True. If you dance the Swami step, you're always safe, because that's the way that Srila Prabhupada danced. Right? He got down off the cart at the San Francisco Rath Yatra. He raised his arms in the air and he began to dance the Swami step. And all the devotees went into transcendental ecstasy. In 1973, Janmashtami, 72 Janmashtami, many devotees had come to New Vrindavan, and they built a pandal on top of the hill behind the temple of Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra. And Srila Prabhupada was daily giving the discourses, Bhagavad Dharma discourses. And many devotees came. There was thousands of devotees that came from all over. And on the day after Janmashtami, on Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja day, there was a nice kirtan that was being led by Vishnu Jan Swami. There's a, in the vintage series, you can get that kirtan. And he's chanting, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanam. And all the devotees are following, right? So when it came to chant Hare Krishna, Vishnu Jan chanted one Hare Krishna, and then Srila Prabhupada took over the kirtan. And he began to chant, Hare Krishna. And the devotees went completely crazy. They went mad, chanting and screaming, and they rushed towards the stage. But Narayan Das was there at the front of the stage, and he said he got squashed by all the devotees that rushed to Srila Prabhupada. And every time Srila Prabhupada chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the devotees shouted in ecstasy, Hari Bo! So this is what we're looking for. We're looking for the ecstasy of kirtan. And we should do those things that evoke the ecstasy. And dancing the way Srila Prabhupada instructed us to dance, that increases the ecstasy, right? Some persons think that they're by boxing they're going to increase the ecstasy, but not. We'll increase the ecstasy by following the way that Srila Prabhupada asked us to chant. Any other questions? Yes, Bhargava Prabhu.
Just you had quoted one verse there, and it reminded me of a story. I didn't like to put myself in the spotlight, but it just kind of emphasized the importance of that verse, that I'd come to London to photograph Prabhupada for the Back to Godhead magazine. I didn't really have much personal association with him. And then when I was leaving, I was feeling somewhat sentimental, and I wanted a little personal association, take advantage. So I went into his room, and I said, Prabhupada, I'm leaving to go back to New York to work on the press. And I just expected a kind of gentlemanly reply because he didn't really know me that well, other than he saw me photograph him all the time. And he said, you are leaving? Oh. And it was very genuine. It's like your family member is leaving, so, your son. So I was kind of surprised. And then he got up and he walked across the room, picked up his garland, walked across the room and put his garland on me. So in that moment, I could see the greatness of Prabhupada, the great magnanimity. Because when one has a father, one wants to have a noble father, one to be proud of, one to emulate. And in that moment, he was my spiritual father. And I can see the great compassion that he had and the great courage to come at his age to preach. But the great compassion, and that he was not an ordinary being. Anyway, in that moment, because everyone is thinking, I'm okay, I'm a good person, I'm even special. You know, I'm a devotee, I'm special. But then when you meet a pure devotee, then you realize, oh boy. So at that time I said, Prabhupada, I'm such a rascal. And then he smiled. And then he said, do you know what Lord Chaitanya said to his spiritual master? And then I quoted that verse, that his spiritual master said he was too foolish to understand Vedanta, and he should just chant Hare Krishna. And then Prabhupada had this big smile on his face. Of course, the intimacy was too great at that point, so I just bowed and I left the room. But that's how much he valued that verse about the chanting of Hare Krishna, even over study of Vedanta. Anyway, I thought you guys would like to hear the story, so.
That verse has all the essence of Krishna consciousness in it, the humility that's required, the mood of surrender to the instruction of the spiritual master that's required. Everything is kind of packed up into that verse. Such an important verse. Any other questions, comments?
ये समझौता है मैं हिंदी में बोल रहा हूं 1975 की बात है छोटे मंदिर में नाचो गाओ इसी से अशुतानंद महाराज मंगलाचरण गा रहे थे, प्रभुपाद थे, बड़ा हरिदास, मैं, लोकनाथ महाराज, गोपाल कृष्ण महाराज, सब हम लोग। एक मेरे से 8 दिन पहले भक्त था, भरत मिश्रा, बनारस का, तो उसके पेट में गैस्ट्रिक, तुलसी पूजा के बाद तुरंत जुहू बीच में वॉकिंग के लिए चले जाता था। तो अक्षय प्रभु, ब्रिटिश टेम्पल कमांडर, उनको बोला मत जाओ, तो नहीं माना। प्रभुपाद के पास से बात गई, प्रभुपाद बोले उसको मैं दवाई देता हूं कल, प्रभुपाद बोले दवाई दूंगा कल मंगल आरती के समय, उसको दवाई दूंगा साथ में रखना। तो अच्युतानंद महाराज गा रहे थे मंगल आचरण, जैसे श्री राधिका माधव यारो पारा, ये जब गाए प्रभुपाद नाचने लगे, इतना नाचे भक्त पूछो मत, क्या हो गया, क्या हो गया प्रभुपाद, प्रभुपाद जब नाचे लगे सब बहुत जोर से नाचे। मंगल आरती खत्म हुआ, तुलसी पूजा खत्म हुआ, तो भरत मिश्रा बोलता है वेयर मेडिसिन, तो मैं भी टेंपल कमांडर के बगल बैठा हूं, टेंपल कमांडर बोलता है गुरुजी प्रभुपाद बोले मेडिसिन देगा किधर है, तो प्रभुपाद यू टोल यू लास्ट नाइट गिव मेडिसिन फॉर इस गैस पेस्ट स्टमक गैस्ट्रिक प्रॉब्लम, आई गिव ऑलरेडी मेडिसिन। तो भरत मिश्रा को पूछा जा रहा है कैसे पेट में और बीच में जाना पड़ेगा, बोला नहीं आता, नाचो गाओ खाओ खाओ कृष्ण पर नाचो, तो गेस्ट फिर जाना ही बंद कर दी। 1975 की बात, छोटा मंदिर,
हरे कृष्ण,
हाँ नाचो गाओ, दौड़ने का नहीं वॉकिंग, लक्का किस नाचो क्या, पूरे छोटे मंदिर में
रियल प्राणायाम,
हाँ रियल प्राणायाम, यस यस, अक्षय प्रभु टेम्पल कमांडर थे।
अरे एनी अदर क्वेश्चन कॉमेंट्स, ओके थैंक यू। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, श्री चैतन्य चितामृत की जय, श्रील कृष्णदास कविराज महाराज की जय, नित्य गौर प्रेमानंद, हरि हरि ओम।